We're being hailed.
Stargazer Central. Come in, Stargazer Central. Hailing Gary.
Hello.
Gary, do you copy? Gary, there is an inquiry request on the telegraph lines. Are you able to provide some information of that? Much appreciated. Much obliged. End of transmission.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, or good night, whatever time of dimension that you are in. This is your host, Chris. Welcome to Interstellar's Frequency.
Yay! You guys are back with me again, listening. And it's so awesome. There's so many of you over across the world that are listening, and people close to home that are listening, and that's freaking awesome. So thank you. Thank you. That's way awesome. So, yeah, you know, school's about to start all over again. The kids are going back to school. Another day have gone by. The kids are getting older. And oh my God, I'm getting older, and I just realized how close I am to 50. It's like, shit. Time flies by when you're having fun. It's amazing how that works. When you're actually sitting there smelling the roses and everything like that and trying to take everything in, next thing you know, you blink and it's like a new year has gone by already. Like, damn. How do you slow time down? How do you stop and smell the roses for a moment and just kind of relax and enjoy in the moment? And then it's like, I go over to, you know, family members' houses and friends' houses and stuff like that and help out. And it's like, everybody's world is in a chaotic mess and everybody's freaking trying to get this done, trying to accomplish that, trying to do this, trying to do that. And it's like, oh my God. You know, baby steps, one thing at a time. Enjoy the moments. The moment that you have, no matter what time or moment you're in, that's what's the key. Like, if you could just savor those moments more than anything else, instead of worrying about what you got to do tomorrow and the next day, it's going to come. There's no way of stopping it. It's going to happen. Whatever happens the next day, who cares? It's tomorrow. What you need to be worried about is right now, this moment, right here, right now. This moment in time. Hell, that's the way I've been trying to live. And I think I'm working on it. I'm getting there. And then next thing you know, I talk with others. And then you can't relate to anybody when everybody's in a negative frame of mind. They cannot relate to you, or at least to me. I've noticed people are having a hard time relating to me because they want to talk about the negativity of their world. And it's like, come on now. It's not that bad. It's this, that, and the other thing. And it's like, oh my God. You don't understand. It's really, really not that bad. All you got to do is just keep your head up and keep doing what you're doing. And you move on through the moments. But worrying about what happened in the past or what's soon to come in the future, why? Seriously, honestly, why? Why not be concerned with what's happening right here, right now? You know? There's all kinds of things happening on the news. I mean, God, you see this and you see that and UFOs this and that and everything else. And who else, you know, knows? I mean, the whole world is like going through a bunch of stuff. And then like they're talking all these biblical stuff happening and everything. And I'm looking around like, it's not happening to me. No, it's not happening to me. It's happening to everybody else, but it's not me. I don't see this. What are you talking? Like, it doesn't make sense to me. It really doesn't make sense to me. I mean, yeah, there's all kind of bad crap going on. There's nothing I can do about it. The only thing I can do about it is control the moments of my world that I'm living in. My kids' world, and protecting that at the moment in time, and making sure that they grow up through the joys of life and trying to understand life and not handle the big pressure of everything else going on around them. Because they're kids. They need to be having fun. That's like number one. You know, I want to go back to being a kid, just worry about, you know, coming home when the lights turn on and stuff. You know, the old days. As soon as the lights come on and the street lamps, you better get your butt home, otherwise you're going to get in trouble. Yeah, I remember those days. That was my time frame as a kid, you know, going outside and playing and having fun. Today's world is a whole different ballgame for these kids. It's like they're living in tablets and their computers and their Xboxes and 360s and whatever the hell else new technology shit that they have. Oh, Oculus Rift, I guess. A 3D virtual world. Pretty soon it's like, it's almost like we're not even going to be, you know, we're not even going to be like going to work or something. We're going to be staying at home, putting on a machine and turning around working from home as a surrogate or something. Weird. And whatever. I mean, hell, if that's one way to, you know, do work and then, you know, operate a robot and I can stay at home, that's cool. That could be a lot of fun. I wouldn't have to leave my house. Just operate the robot. That could be so bad in so many ways, too, at the same time. Anyhow, a lot of fun things have been going on this summer. Kids have been enjoying their summer, and now it's, like, time to get serious and get gear and going to school and at certain times, and it's like, oh, my God. It's going to be a party, though, at the same time when the kids go back to school. I know it. So many parents are going to be like, oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God, they're back in school. Oh, yay! Teachers get to deal with them, and I get to be at home for 6 hours alone. Yay! Oh, thank God whoever invented school made it so much easier. I mean, it's not bad, don't get me wrong. It's a lot of fun with the kids, because during the summertime, you can take them places and go to the park, go to the beach, go here, go there. And, you know, you have a lot of fun with them, going different places. Or swimming or barbecuing. I mean, my most favorite is barbecuing. I love barbecuing. Let them swim in the pool and me go barbecue. Oh, yeah. I could do that. That's heaven. Heaven. Oh, my God. So, I ended up taking the little ones up to the mountains where I live, and they had just redone a whole entire brand new park. That is so nice. I mean, really, it is so, so nice. And the most coolest thing about it is that when we get there, the kids get all excited, and we see like four or five adults that are running around the park playing tag, and it's like a dusk time. You know, the sun's pretty much gone down over the mountain, and the street lights haven't come on yet or anything like that. It's just getting there, right? The sun is setting. It's kind of late at night, about 8:30 almost, and the street lamps don't almost come on until 9, at least out here. And these guys were running around the park really, really fast. As they're running around the park really, really fast, they're sitting there playing tag. I was kind of wondering what the hell they were doing, and I was like, oh my God, they're playing tag. And I was almost inclined to jump in and play tag with them and everything like that, because I haven't played tag in like 20 years. Now that I think about it, yeah, it's been well over 20 years since I played tag. And no, I wasn't, me and running was not an option, but me and the swing were an option that I could do, you know. It brought back childhood memories as a kid when I'd run out, you know, as soon as recess hit back in elementary school, because, you know, elementary school had swings. I was so upset and found out once junior high happened, there was no swings at junior high. It's like, are you serious? Why? Why is not fair? I love swinging, especially in like
elementary.
We had these massive, huge swings that were built. And oh my God, you could swing really high on these things. You can get up so high that you can almost see on top of the roof of the school. And they're pretty tall. Well, these swings were pretty big and tall too, and high. You can get up there pretty high and swinging back and forth. And my little ones would come running over and they're like, I want to swing. I'm like, no, I'm swinging. They're like, Daddy. I'm like, no, it's mine. I'm swinging. I was here first. Get off. Leave me alone. You go over there and you swing on that one. This is mine. And I'm fighting with my kids like a little kid, like, because I'm being a little kid right now, because hell, I don't ever get to be a little kid. And when I get to be a little kid, I'm going to take advantage of that little kid, and I'm going to be a kid, damn it. They just call me a big K. You know, a big kid. Or Burger King, but big kid. And so we're sitting there playing and everything, and the kids, you know, trading spots. They're, one of them has this neat little seat that they invented, which is for like a mom and a baby or something. Like the mom can get inside there and, you know, kind of buckle down in a way, and then the baby can sit in front of her and she swings back and forth. And it's really, really cool and cute. It's like, wow. That's really, you know, great engineering, whoever invented that. And it's a stable seat that rocks similar to a swing rock for a bench at Lowe's or Home Depot or something. It was really, really nice. And then the wife and I came across the teeter-totter. Oh, yes, the teeter-totter. Okay, I don't know if you guys remember the teeter-totter thing, but let me describe this one to you. This is so cool. This sucker was big, all made out of metal and plastic and stuff, and it was pretty long, and it had four seats on it. I've never seen a teeter-totter with four seats. It's only ever two seats, right? And long ago, back in the day, the teeter-totters were done on a pipe. They would have this long pipe and then like a little bench at one end and a bench on the other, and then you would get on one side and the other person would get on one side, and it was like a scale where it would go back and forth and you had to use your feet to kick off the ground. So much fun, right? Now, here me and the wife are a lot older, a lot bigger and everything like that. We're sitting here going back and forth, and it's the one moment in time I can see my wife laughing so much like a little kid, because I was launching her up in the air and she was almost coming off the teeter-totter. She's like, oh my God. And she was actually smiling from ear to ear, grinning from one side to the other. And I'm like, wow, there's the kid I know. Where you been? When were you going to come out and play? I finally got her to play and she was having fun. It was like, oh my God, this is heaven. This is so much heaven. Like, no. You couldn't, not a care in the world, not anything else to do, not anything going about paying bills or we got to go here, go there. No, just sitting at the park, playing with the kids in that moment in time and just enjoying the peace of serenity. It's like, oh, wow. I don't want to leave. This is like, I just want to save this forever, because nothing else mattered except for playing and having fun. It's great. Finally, we got the twins out there. I got Bubba with me and Rai with Mom, and we're going back and forth on the teeter-totter. They were having a blast, and then they were like, I can't touch the ground. I was like, yeah, so what? You just sit there. Let Mom and Dad do it. You're going along for the ride, okay? Buckle up. It was so much fun. Then we get over to the monkey bars. Well, some of you remember the monkey bars as this ginormous dome, right? And then you get up inside the monkey bars and, you know, act like a monkey and everything like that. Well, this was not necessarily a monkey bar. This was like a monkey cage, okay, where it had different platforms inside it. And it was like this round sphere. And I couldn't help myself. I could not help myself. I went in there and I started crawling around like a monkey and I started acting like a monkey. And then it just kind of got a hold of me and I really started like losing it as a monkey because I crawled up to the top of it. And I'm like, I don't know, a story high, two story high on top of the dang thing. And I just like... I started losing the kids. I was like, oh my God, Daddy's a freak. I couldn't help it. I couldn't help it. I was beating on my chest and I was like, this is mine. One of them started coming up, started trying to crawl up to where I was. I started losing it on them. They're just like, Dad's an animal. And I couldn't help it. I couldn't help it. And then I had to crawl back down, and I had made monkey noises all the way down the cage, back down to the ground, flip down and out, and then I took off running over to the swing. They're like, where are you going? I'm going to the swing. And they're like, no, I'm going to the swing. And now we're racing each other trying to get to the swing. It's like, oh, man. Why is it that you're going to do what I want to do? I want to do it, and you want to do what I want to do. That's not fair. It's mine. No. So none of them can actually do anything their own. They all want to do the same thing, whatever the one is doing. It's funny as hell. Funny as hell. But I guess that's what happens with siblings. They always want to do what the other one's doing. So we get over the swings, and we start swinging again on the swings and everything. We're having fun and blast. And I start teaching each one of them how to swing. They're like, I can't do it. I can't. Help me, Dad. You push it. No, I'm not pushing you. I show you how to do this. I show you. Go like this, and forward, back, and finally get the momentum going, and you're able to start swinging when you can't touch the ground. Because they wanted me to push them. It's like, no, I'm not doing that. No. You can swing. You got to swing back and forth. Go back and forth, and then you get yourself going, and then you can start swinging. They're like, I did it! And I'm like, yeah, see? Told you. You don't need anybody to push you when you're on the swing. You can do it yourself. This is a one-occupant... what do you call this? Hold on, I just skipped my brain here. It's a one-occupant, self-reliant system. Wow, that was a mouthful for scientific language. Jesus. Anyhow, yeah, so they were all, like, having a blast swinging on the swing, and it's like, all of a sudden the lights turned on, and it was like, uh-oh, we're in trouble, we gotta go home. And as soon as the sun goes down, right? I mean, it does not matter. My little bonbon, man, anytime the sun starts to go down, if she's at any other location other than home, she has issues. Like, she wants to go home as soon as the sun goes down. Like, it's time to go home. The only time that she's okay is if we're in the car driving somewhere. So we have to be driving somewhere, either to home or to a bed. That's because that's where she wants to go, right? She wants to get comfortable and go to bed or relax. But she's definitely a homebody as soon as the sun goes down. My only hope is that she's definitely not going to be one of them night party animals, which I don't see that happening in her teenage years. And she's going to be like, uh-uh, sun's down. It's time to go. Time to go home now. Which is a good thing. The other ones, not so much. The other ones are like, they don't really care. And for them, they just want to eat because they don't want to fall asleep. If they don't eat, then they start getting tired and like want to crash and fall asleep. And that's usually what happens when they get in the car. They get in the car and we start taking off for a drive, you know, 30-minute drive, 20-minute drive. Next thing you know, they're out every time. And then it's a peaceful ride home. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun. And I'm planning to do that again, take them up there during the week or the weekend or something like that. Especially if they do everything that they're supposed to be doing, chores and stuff, and doing the things that they're supposed to be doing, then we will go and do that. But we'll see what happens. You know, who knows?
I'm sorry, I have just now beamed you out of the episode. Are you enjoying this show? Are you finding it intriguing what you're hearing? So you decide to help expand this show for others to hear as well?
And you have a interstellar frequency coffee mug. You've invited people over to your house. They see you drinking out of this coffee mug. They ask you, what is this coffee mug? Where did you get this? What is this? And now, you have to think about that for a moment.
Now, you are in your own time and dimension and space.
What is it that you're going to tell them? How are you going to describe this show? What is this? How do you handle that? Imagine what it could be. How would you tell it? What would you say to them? Would you immediately tell them?
You absolutely gotta look this show up on Google and listen to this show.
If this happened to me, this is what I would say.
Dude, you got to go experience this show. This is the interstellar frequency experience. You will find that your mind will be playing a movie while listening to it.
Now that you have just experienced this mentally, I say to you, go to interstellarfrequency.info/store. Find this coffee mug and click on it. It will take you to my Etsy store, where you can purchase it and have it shipped to you whatever time of dimension that you're in. They also do international shipping across this blue marble floating through space and time. Take a moment and pause this episode as I will do the same for you for 8 seconds, which will allow you time to pause and click on the store link in the description below. Thank you. I am now going to be beaming you back to your previously audio recording.
Yes, I do have a commercial in this. So, I will be putting commercials in most of all the RSS feed throughout all the connections. They're my commercials. You don't like them, I'm sorry. The only way that I think you can avoid them is by joining Patreon. That would be probably one way to do it. I won't put them in the Patreon listing. This week will, next week won't. But, that being said, though, having this product, this stuff, does most definitely help out keeping this show going. So, someone's got to buy something one of these days. We'll see what happens. I don't know. I'm still going through and adjusting it. It's a little bit cheaper, I think, now. I'm still trying to figure it out. But it's, you know, time as we go, we figure it out, what works, what doesn't. Anyhow, this experience was a lot of fun with the kiddos, and my plan is to do more of that. If I could just stay away from the negativity of others' stuff, it's very, very hard to relate, and then you have to travel down the negative side of stuff just to communicate with some people. Because for some reason, they just can't look at the bright side. And you gotta keep flipping the switch. At least then maybe I'm the flip switcher, I guess. I don't know. I end up flipping on their switch and they realize, oh, wow, that's really not so bad after all. Well, yeah, it's really not that bad. If you really start thinking about it, you know, it always can get worse and always will be worse if you choose to be it that way. I don't choose it to be that way and I don't want no part of that. Thank you very much. I've made my decision. I'm tired of playing that game. Tired of dealing with that crap. I'm done, man. I am over it. Over it, over it, over it. There's too, life is too damn short to be complaining about this, that, and the other thing. It's like, you gotta start smelling the roses and the coffee, and I don't know, maybe not coffee, maybe the tea, I don't know, maybe the lavender, who knows. I don't know what floats your boat, only you know what floats your boat. You know, it'd be the trees, the smelling the flowers or something. It'd be watching the sunrise, watching the sunset, taking pictures of that. I don't know. Enjoying the grandkids, enjoying the kids themselves, you know. Who knows? Who knows? Only you know. So, yeah. You know, this would be pretty much it, what I've got for you this week. But, yeah, if you guys get on the Etsy store, I'd much appreciate it. If you have any experiences, you know, shoot me an email. Let me know. Let me know. Shoot me a phone call. 760-440-8131. Leave me a message. Tell me about it was when you were able to be a kid and all the fun things you had. And, you know, technology, oh my God. Nintendo came out. That one, oh my God. That was a whole new ball game in technology when we were starting able to do things. Now look at it. Now technology, I'm sitting here recording and doing this show technology-wise and then doing sound design. Love it. My God, I wish I could get paid for this, do this for a living. I would love to do this, sound design for movies and stuff. Oh my God, kill it. Kill it big time. Anyways, hopefully you enjoyed it, you know. I'll leave the link down below that where you can go to the store. And if you guys are, you know, starting your own shows and you guys are listening to mine and you want to start your own show and you need some type of a sound, you know, music in the background or sound effect or something like that, you can go to Epidemic Sound. I'll leave my link in the below in the box below in the information. And you could check it out. And you could get a 30-day subscription for free, I believe is what it is, what they're giving right now. It's a 30-day trial to the sound, so you don't have any problems on your platforms and stuff like that, no copyrights or anything like that. So you're paying for your music and sound effects and whatever. The other thing is that I'm doing is I am doing live feeds, which I am now doing on YouTube. So I'm going to go back and end up editing this, and you guys will be able to see it live if you ever choose to follow me. I found out, which sucks, found out on YouTube, the only way you're going to know that I am doing a live feed at that present moment in time, I found this out. Jeez, it makes me so upset about that. I found out the only way that you know I'm doing a live feed at the live moment in live time, in reality time, where you can jump on and watch and talk with me in the chat while I'm editing the show, is if you are subscribed. That's the only way. And you have to click on that stupid bell and go to the all notifications. Otherwise, you guys will not be notified that I'm even going live. It won't tell you. It won't give you the notification. So YouTube doesn't do much of live crap. They're all about videos being posted later and dates and stuff like that. So if you're interested in seeing the logic side of things and how it's done and how the editing goes and what I do, by all means, go over there to YouTube, subscribe, hit the follow, and please do share. You know, share. Go to the website. Share it out through the website. Preferably, I prefer everybody go to the website, click on the website, and then go to your platform or whatever it is. So if you ever try to navigate your stuff, always go through my website, interstellarfrequency.info. Go from there, navigate around wherever you need to go and whatever you're trying to look for, and then go to whatever episodes. All the videos are also posted over there, by the way. So that's really cool. I'm not much of a typer or a blogger. Maybe I will do some of that every now and then. Just depends. But again, that's a lot that I covered. So the store is in the notes. The website's in the notes. The Epidemic Sound, if you guys are interested in doing your own show, is also going to be in the notes for you. So that's pretty much everything, I think. And if anything, say hi to me over on YouTube. I'd much appreciate it. You know,
follow me and it'd be Interstellar Frequency, at Interstellar Frequency, or / Interstellar Frequency YouTube. I don't know. It's one of those. I'm there. If you don't see my logo, then it's not me. So it's got to have my logo on it for it to be me. All right. So until next time, I'll catch you guys later. Hopefully one of you guys buy me buy yourself a coffee mug. Buy from me. Buy me a coffee mug. No. Yeah, buy me a coffee mug, damn it. I want a coffee mug. I haven't bought one yet. I need to buy one. Coffee mug or a mouse pad. Or a bumper sticker. Preferably a bumper sticker would be nice. All right. Talk to you guys later. Until next time.
This is Interstellar Frequency. End of transmission.
Studio Stargazer.